Basically, what he's saying is he's an idiot, I guess is what I got out of that.
I don't think he likes him.
Well, I don't think most people do. And he may be right. Personal. Look, I think there's still a chance he might be a racist, too. I wouldn't definitely close the door. I wouldn't close the door on that just yet. Razorback baseball on the bus tonight. First pitch, 6 o'clock. Arkansas looking to sweep Missouri and ride a wave into the SEC baseball tournament, which starts next weekend. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Justin Moore. Wearing the anthracite.
Hey, buddy.
I like you going the alternative uniform today. That's a good look, my friend.
I'm a fan of it, though.
I am too.
People complain about it. I'm a fan of it. Thank you. You too.
How are you?
I'm good. How you guys been?
We're good. How's this group playing?
I think we're 7-under at the turn. So
7-under after 9?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Are you carrying the team?
No, I'm not. I think we've used one of my shots.
It's maybe. All who?
All Jay Moore?
Right.
We haven't had you on since you were honored by your industry. Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
I think the quote was, it's about time, or something of that nature.
But Mama didn't like that quote.
No, I figured not, but that's okay. I only retweeted it 1,000 times. It's all good. So you and Coach Bielema, and we're going to bring him over here in a second, have forged a, if you can, that'd be awesome, forged a friendship over the last several months, and you're a big Razorback fan, and I know he and his wife are big fans of yours.
Yes,
so,
sir. Right there, Coach.
Can you talk about how you guys got together and forged this alliance on the golf course and otherwise?
You know, I had become friends with Coach Van Horn years ago and some of the guys up at the university, and I happened to be driving through on my way to Missouri or somewhere, and somebody called me and said, hey, you need to come meet Coach B, and it was right after they had gotten into town, and I said, yeah, I'd love to, and so we met and kind of kept in touch, and it became, you know.
Now he's singing on stage with you.
Yeah,
right. Dancing.
I was singing This Kind of Town the other day out by the pool, and my wife started laughing. I said, that's my goal. I said, I win an SEC championship. I'm going to talk Justin and let me sing This Kind of Town on stage with
him. Anytime.
I'm sure he probably let you do that regardless.
That's right.
So last time I saw you, we were playing in an event at Chenal. It was the first time we'd met, and you had ended up with the closest to the pin on the signature hole at Bear Den. And you said, trust me, I'm not good.
No.
So
Justin can attest to that.
He's playing hurt today. There.
Yeah.
But like the rest of us, you didn't give up, so that's good. You're back
no,
out there.
No, I'm back out there today. I had a little meniscus torn, but doctors fixed me up. I'm trying to make it
around. How'd you do that?
I tried to demonstrate something I should not be doing. It was actually the last spring practice I was – and demonstrating a backpedal drill and tried to plant and drive and
did probably you go down?
Didn't go down. I was okay. Too much pride involved there. I didn't even let them know I hurt anything, but that sucker started swelling up pretty good the next day, and we're playing through it.
You last year when you got here, it was not surprising, although you took it to the next level as far as going out on the PR tour, and I guess I expected to see some sort of step back from that this year, but you've been running and gunning, now getting out in front of clubs all summer. I know you were at CCLR yesterday,
yeah.
And you're out today, so.
Well, I was at a four ball yesterday with Dr. Mac Moore, obviously a great friend of the program, great person in the state, and I was able to play around there yesterday with him. And, you know, during the month of May, my coaches could be out on the road recruiting. They don't allow head coaches to go out. So I figured the biggest thing I can do in working with our administration is get out and do as much PR as we can and sneak in around with Justin just for your benefit.
That's a good thing. We haven't had you on since the schedule was announced as far as going forward with the 8-game schedule, and I guess they're going to include that you have to play a team outside the conference, another major conference opponent. Anybody on your radar, somebody you'd like to eventually see the Hogs match up against down
the road? You know, I give a lot of credit to Jeff Long and his staff. We're actually compliant for the next 6 years. We go Texas Tech, home and away, the next 2 years. The next 2 years after that is TCU, and then 2 years after that is Michigan. So we're kind of scheduled out as it is. I'd love to play some games that you know that would kind of give a great thing for the fan base, go to travel to. You know, I remember you know, we had some early discussions with Miami, you know, something that allows people from Arkansas to travel a little bit, see the world. I think an East Coast team, you know, like Syracuse or something, Penn State would be an intriguing thing. I think the more you can do that and generate a little bit of interest, not just for the fan base. I mean, I love making the fan base happy and everything's good like that, but a lot of times, you know, we played a game in Hawaii 4 times when I was at Wisconsin, and that's a huge recruiting tool. You know, you tell a kid that you're going to recruit him, and he's going to go to Hawaii. And, you know, I've
so
never
when
been.
So you schedule those, do you look at the – you mentioned Miami, the era of the country. Obviously, it would be nice because you have that talent.
Correct.
That could come to the game. So how do you rank what's most important when you schedule out a conference?
Well, for now, it's also, you know, as we get stronger here, and believe me, we're getting stronger by the day, I think the strength of schedule comes into play huge. I think, though, if you look at Florida, Florida State, or Miami, any of those three, we already have Florida, obviously, in interconference. Right. But you take Florida State and Miami and put them on your schedule, even if they're – maybe not in a great year, they're still going to have a great strength of schedule that you would assume would be there.
Speaking of recruiting, you had four guys taken in the draft, and I think most of us expected, you know, Zach for sure to end up on a roster, maybe not drafted, though, and then Kiro Small, and I guess he just signed his deal yesterday. Good to see both those guys, but that's got to help on the road, too, to get guys drafted.
Huge, 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 huge. You know, I think the part that, as coaches, we can lay a test to is just, you know, how many guys that you got to play at that level. Someone put an email in front of me yesterday, my first Rose Bowl team 2010, actually has 36 guys now that have been on NFL rosters out of that roster that it's in itself. 18 were drafted, 18 free agents out of the top 26 players, you know, so there's a lot of really good things.
I want to ask about Colas Marshall because this kid obviously is explosive, right?
Very explosive, yeah.
Anytime he touches the ball, I mean, if you could play him on both sides of the ball, that'd be fantastic. I don't know if you're going to do that. But let me ask you, with you know, every time it seems like I'm reading about running backs and the contracts are getting less, the years that they're playing are getting less, and you get a kid like Marshall that can play safety, running back, what would you, first of all, where do you want to play him this year? And second of all, what would you tell him and his family about, hey, maybe safety, you'll be longer in the league, make more money? What kind of conversations would you have?
Well, we're just trying to get him to play at our league right now. We'll have that conversation when it comes. But I think the greatest thing is he is so raw in talent. You know, out of Osceola, he just didn't, you know, concentrate on the running back. He played everything. As coaches, he wanted to hear safety, so we kind of ventured him into that ballpark. But he's so explosive. We're going to play him exclusively at tailback. He'll be a return guy, kickoff return, and might play him on some defensive coverage units, kickoff coverage, punt coverage, something like that. But he is a very gifted football player. We kind of say that we have 1A, 1B, 1C between Jay Will, Alex Collins, and obviously Corliss. But those three guys, I think, are a very blessed problem for us to work with as
question.
Well.
Coach, I like to there's a guy named Monroe that works at the Kroger that I go to all the time, and he every time I see him, he walks up to me. He's like he's like talking to Justin
Moore. Is he
Moore.
In the meat section? Or
he's out front. He's like the PR guy, but anyway, he's awesome. And so every time I see me, I'm talking about the Hogs, and it's whether it's football, basketball, whatever. And I said, okay, if you had one question for Coach B tomorrow, what would it be? And he said, why is he so in love with Brandon Allen? And so, Coach, I ask you, what do you like about Brandon Allen as your quarterback?
Well, he's our starting quarterback. And I think the part that everybody has to realize, and the more people can understand this, if you think for a moment as a head coach, I'm not going to play the best possible player to win football games, you're sadly mistaken. So BA gives us that opportunity. I would share this with everybody that is a Hog fan and wants to be a Hog fan and can support us. You know, players only play to the level that they believe people believe in them. And I think BA needs to hear and understand that people are behind him and understand that, you know, there's a lot of really good things that he did a year ago, but he's going to get better. He was a sophomore that kind of got thrown under fire. He was extremely banged up, that people don't have any idea and understanding of what he lived through. There was 5 weeks in a row where he didn't practice during the week, just played on Saturday. So BA is going to get better, as well as our whole football team, and greater days are in front of us.
You got a great collection of tight ends on this team. What is the maximum number of tight ends you could imagine playing at one time?
You know, I've played sets where there's been four. You know, I've tested it with five, but you know, during my career, we've had a tremendous amount of success in throwing the football to the tight end, and it opens up your run game, opens up the play action pass. So I'm very excited. I think AJ Derby is going to be a name that people are going to be very excited about. You got Hunter Henry from right here in Little Rock from Pulaski Academy. Jeremy Sprinkle from Whitehall that is, I think, really grown into his own. So it's something that I hope gets better and better.
One last thing, and we'll let you get back out because I don't want to ruin your rhythm. It sounds like you guys are doing well. And Justin, I want to make the official invitation to you if you can work it into your schedule. I'm taking Pat, Coach, when the Hogs basketball program goes to Ames this year, December 4th.
Yeah, that's right.
And
road trip.
When I met
that's
you, awesome. I told you I went to Iowa State. What was the first thing you mentioned? Do you remember?
Great Plains Pizza.
Great Plains Pizza.
Great Plains. We'll go.
So
I can't wait.
Justin, Plains Pizza. It's a unique trip. It's a great environment. So we're going to go up there, watch the Hogs get a win on the road. What do you think?
I'm in.
Coach, maybe you can break out some schedule in between.
Is that the weekend before
prep.
The SEC tournament?
I would like that.
I mean,
bowl
SEC
prep.
Championship game. Yeah. It's about that time.
Oh, that's true. You know what?
I hope I'm busy.
That would be good.
Busy, be
if
busy,
not, you know what? We'd love to have you, too. That'd
it
be
is
fun.
A Thursday night,
you could
though,
be a
Coach.
Great tour guide. That would be fun.
Well, I don't know Ames that well, but I do know it's a good time.
He knows how to get to the pizza joint. That's all I need to know about.
What have you been doing? Working out about 22 hours a day?
What's that? No,
he's eating 500 calories a day.
It's some weird diet thing. But it's worked out good.
It's working.
I'm trying to get down to your weight.
You look good, man.
Yeah,
you're swole on.
What's that? Yeah,
you're swole.
I dropped 25 pounds. That was the key. So now I got room for pizza. That's good.
It's awesome.
So well, anyway, we'll let you guys get back to
it,
and hopefully we get out.
Appreciate it, Whoopig.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks,
appreciate it. 7 under. I.